Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Okay, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline broadcast across the country, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can click on and listen at sportsbyline.com. Click on Listen Live, top of the page. Marty Terrell live in Augusta. Dominic Jimenez, who does an outstanding job producing back in San Francisco, as we take you on a Thursday into Friday and then a weekend edition back at it tomorrow afternoon from Augusta, Saturday as well. So we have a lot to get to. A momentous day at the Masters. O.J. Simpson, meantime, has passed away. The most polarizing athletic and really celebrity perhaps this country has ever known, right? I mean, really, when you get right down to it, who will ever forget the night of Sunday night, June 12th, when Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson were found slain. O.J. ends up in Chicago. Never forget that. And then Friday night, June 17th, in the midst of Game 5 of the NBA Finals Summit in Houston, Rockets and Knicks, Ewing, Olajuwon. I mean, and then all of a sudden, we break away to a split screen where O.J. Simpson is in a white Ford Bronco with Al Cowlings, LAPD in pursuit, California Highway Patrol as well, an active arrest warrant for O.J. Simpson. And away we go. And again, the smaller part of that big screen or split screen was the game. That O.J. Simpson, the larger portion of that split screen, I remember like it was yesterday. I really do. I remember that series too. Kind of a Knicks Celtics, kind of a hybrid fan. I love that rivalry. And ironically, Celtics and Knicks tonight, right? But anyhow, yeah, it was crazy because John Starks couldn't throw it in the ocean. Knicks got beat 4-3, I want to say. And the rest is history. The most polarizing figure in America, trial. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, Marshall Clark, Judge Ito. The whole thing was just a mess. Brock Hines will join us. We did not plan on that part of it. We'll have to dip into that a little, but there's a lot more to talk about in the world of sports. Later on, Anne Liguori, What's the Story? Her 26th Masters. She's here at Augusta. We'll speak with her on her new book. We come back and get it going here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
If you weren't with me here in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program, walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday, Sports Overnight America. Let's go live to New England. And my pal, Brock Hines, great contributor to the program. We'll try to squeeze a couple segments out of Brock. Then Ann Liguori, what's the story? Her 26 Masters, Life on the Green. She's got a new book out, which is sensational. I got it back in Iowa. It showed up right during that NCAA sojourn, but I have dipped into it a little bit. But let's get Hinesy, as I like to call him, in here. Longtime hockey voice, UMass championship in 2021, but a longtime broadcaster and a frequent contributor to this program. Grateful for him. What I'm very, not upset about, but I mean, we got to do it, Brock. I mean, OJ passes away. We got to kind of reshuffle our deck here as we get it started. Welcome aboard. How are you, pal?
Marty, doing great. I hope you're doing well, too.
I am indeed. Nice day at the course, Augusta National. We had a very nice day with some friends and cheap food. I shouldn't say inexpensive food. Very good food, but inexpensive to boot. Brock, let's just we got to do it. I mean, we got to let it be the elephant in the room if we ignored it. But OJ Simpson passes away today. Cancer, 76, Las Vegas. One of the most decorated celebrities in our life, especially, you know, as you and I were young. He was coming out of Southern Cal, Buffalo Bills against our Patriots. And then we all know what happened allegedly on June 12th of 94. We know what happened on June 17th, a Friday night, with the White Bronco. Let's just have you take a stab. I'd like to say it like that. I can't believe I said that. Horrible job. I apologize. That was not intentional. But take a look back at O.J. Simpson and the whole thing. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Marty, I mean, you kind of hit on the road there. You know, decorated college player, a tremendous NFL player, was going to be very active with NBC and broadcasting as well.
Yes.
And I think, you know, it's terrible to think, with all the positives in the early part of his life, the thing you remember is the chase, the car.
Yes.
Chase. I mean, that was really like one of the first times that you'd see an overhead chopper view from a Los Angeles television station following it. And people were glued to the TV like you've never seen them before. And I that was the part. Isn't it sad? You don't talk about the actual crime. You may not talk about how many rushing yards were the Bills and years over 1,000 yards. You talk about the chase. And that's what I'll always remember O.J. Simpson for. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's the truth.
Excellent job, Brock. Very well put. Brock, 95 million people. That's how obsessed our country is with ratings. Nearly 100 million people were glued to the TV. I'll never forget it. I lived in Shelburne, Massachusetts at the time. I'm laying on the couch, long day at work. I'm watching the Knicks in Houston. And all of a sudden, TV and our world as we knew it changed right there and then with the chase. You're exactly right. We will spend more time on that when it's more appropriate. I want to get to the Masters, Brock. I want to get to what's going on in our sports world. There's so much going on, and we only got, you know, limited time with you, so I want to take full advantage of it. The Masters. Look at this leaderboard. DeChambeau, LIV Tour. Scheffler, he's the face of the struggling PGA Tour. Danny Willett won it in 2016, a Brit. Fox goes out and shoots a 3-under today. Woods is, you know, Tiger, say what you want. Tied for 33rd right now, even par through 7. Masters 2024, the PGA Tour, the body of it is struggling. The LIV Tour is an irritant. Your thoughts, Augusta and everything else golf-wise. Let's hear.
Shows you how badly they need the over 1 year, or coming up on 1 year merger to actually go through and get the golf world back in order. The one thing I will say, Marty, it's not like the LIV Tour is beating the PGA Tour. People still are very disinterested in it. The only way that, and this will lead into probably one of our other segments talking about the tournament basketball, is yes, the availability on TV. If this was on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, and I'm talking about the LIV Tour, all of a sudden I think you might be talking some different things, but as long as it's a CW product, the PGA, as struggling as it is still the leader in the clubhouse, pardon the pun, but they are. But I'll tell you, it's by default, because you just ran through it and you could go deeper into that LIV roster that lives on that leaderboard right now, and it's amazing. That's what makes this tournament so endearing right now, is yep, you're back to the personalities that you and I talked about over the winter, and I said you need the heroes and you need the villains, and those villains are on the leaderboard, whether it's Patrick Reed or even Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if I call him a villain, but
yes,
he's certainly an agitator.
Yes, yeah. Brock, I mean, listen, this guy uses his own clubs. He's got fat handles on his club. I followed him for a little while today. He hits the ball a million miles. He's got the weirdest golf stance ever. He's struggling of late, but he's one of these guys when he gets it going. Look out. This minus 765 today was all over the place. He quickly went 3-under. He went back to 1. More birdies, more whatevers. And then I look up and I go, holy smokes, he's 765. And Scheffler right now just looks like he's going to – I mean, he is dominant right now. He's starting to take on a dominant role that is not that far off from a Tiger Woods 15, 20 years ago. Scheffler's the deal right now, Brock.
Yeah, Scheffler, Marty, and I said this to you, I think, a couple times previous when you've had me on. Scheffler's putting game has actually gone up a grade from a C to a B. If he became anywhere in the A's, even an A-minus putter, he would be lights out. And right now, and he's doing great. That's the thing. And he'll be the first to tell you, as the putting's improved, he's still not an elite putter. He's a very good putter. Much like Lexi Thompson on the women's side, she could own the women's side if she could putt. And, you know, those are the, as you know, from being a golfer, that's where you make up your strokes. And but Scheffler is amazing. And DeChambeau, I had a chance to watch several of these at the U.S. Open when I was there last year. And you're right. I mean, he's such a misfit in a way with the clubs and everything else.
He is.
And who am I to call a misfit who goes and shoots a 65 on day one at the Masters? Unbelievable.
Yeah, Brock Hines with us here. A few more minutes in this segment, and then we'll roll into what's going on with women's basketball, men's basketball. It was a cataclysmic Monday night. UConn goes back-to-back right in your backyard. Hinesy, we'll get to that. Just one more on the golf. I don't know, Brock. You know, the PGA Tour, it's just weird. I just wish they'd find a way to make this work. Make every tournament an invitational. Co-mingle it. Live, just get rid of the name, whatever. Let's have World Golf, World Golf Association, something, so they can all play. We know that their money is tainted. We understand that. But I don't know if there's anything else we can do, Brock, because right now the sport suffers. The way it's structured right now, we can stick our head in the sand and pretend it doesn't struggle, but it does. Let's hear it real quick.
A lot of AAA players on a regular Sunday PGA leaderboard battling to win.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're seeing. And my question to you and the listeners would be is, do you believe in the current PGA format, or do you like the team format? I'm one that likes to see the guys go solo and be on their own. And I know Liv did it just to be different, but, you know, when they merge sometimes the incumbent will grab some of the format from the league they're merging with. I hope they don't. I'm not a big – if they want to wear shorts, great. I'm a traditionalist. I'm 63. I'm an old man. They can get off my lawn, those kids. But but my point being, Marty, is I'm not a big fan of the team format. I like to root for the individual. I just want to throw that in there, and I'm curious to see what other people think.
Yeah, and most people, Brock, we've weighed in this on before, they hate it. In fact, I think it might have even been on sportsbyline.com, one of the polls. They don't like it. The team concept is stupid. You know what? Golf is an individual sport. We love it. Didn't we love it when Mickelson and Woods would go at it? Didn't we love it when Woods and McIlroy and then Sergio was shooting his mouth off and then playing to back it up and finally getting a green jacket? That's what we want. We don't want this team crap. That you're exactly right. All right, we're up against the break. We'll come back more on this. But why on Monday? Why did not America care about UConn? For the second straight year, UConn wins it and record low numbers. And why on earth Sunday in Cleveland, Ohio, did Iowa, South Carolina blow the doors off the Nielsens? 17, 18 million, 24 million at its peak. We'll dissect it and get into it with Heinze coming up here. Brock Hines. And then Ann Liguori coming up. Ann Liguori, what's the story? Her 26 Masters. We'll chime in on her new book as well. As we come back here on Sports Overnight America, keep it right here. We're live in Augusta. Don't go away.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, talking the world of sports here. It's a Thursday into a Friday. We have Brock Hines on the line and Liguria coming up. Lots to get to. Tiger had an eagle putt at 8, falls a little bit short. He's going to struggle. He's going to struggle mightily just getting through this course. I mean, I walked 6-7 holes today, and I'm feeling it. That course is brutal. It is absolutely brutal. All right, let's get Brock in here. Brock, Monday night, we talked about it. UConn wins convincingly. The TV numbers came back quickly, and they were staggering in terms of how low they were. Really, really low. Second worst. The only thing worse was a year ago when they beat San Diego State in Houston. What is going on with men's college basketball? What is going on when the women in Cleveland whacked the men to the tune of $24 million to $14 million? Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, I think bigger names on the stage for the women are certainly more recognizable names, especially with the Hawkeyes. I think it was a very appealing final, being two teams that were very familiar with each other, and I'm talking about the ladies' side again. On the men's side, well, we can do two things at once here, actually. And this, I'm not saying this is nearly the reason, but this is a contributor. There's a reason that cable and satellites still assign low numbers to big networks. They're easier to find. The advertising goes that way. And I am more likely to tune in to the big four networks than I am to go find TBS if I'm a casual viewer. I think the fact that they've been on, now addressing the men, on the Turner Network, either for the finals or a mixture thereof through the 2020s and the late 20-teens, I think it's got something to do with it. Having said that, what impressed me about the women's, Marty, is it was held in the middle of the afternoon. Unbelievable. And it still drew those numbers.
Yeah.
That was not a 7:30, 8 o'clock Eastern start. That was in the middle of the friggin' afternoon. To me, that's amazing. First of all, why they put it there. They're going up a baseball. They're going to go against a baseball game at night. I know it would have been ABC cannibalizing their own product, but... in the afternoon, they drew those numbers, Marty. That's amazing. For the men, I just think you keep it on CBS, which they won't do because that's not the way the agreement reads.
Yeah, and I'm with you. We're talking to Brock Hines. Brock, I loved that 3 o'clock Eastern. I thought it was genius, and they put it on an over-the-air network, ABC. They didn't bury it on ESPN or the Deuce. They're never going to do that. They were smart. And I don't think it's a level playing field. And I'll tell you, these 9:30 Eastern time starts are for the birds. And I understand they got to bring in the West Coast. They got to bring in L.A. They've convinced themselves that they can't live without L.A. But I tell you, Brock, I think this may have some shelf life. So now let's segue. Caitlin Clark, 36 of her 40 games with the Indiana Fever. She's going to get selected number one draft. I think it's Monday or Tuesday night. 36 out of 40 Indiana Fever games are going to be televised live by the Disney platform of ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, or ABC. Your reaction to that? They're milking this for whatever they can get, is my opinion. Let's hear yours.
Yeah. 12 months of basketball, and I've said this, is a lot. And I, as a sports fan like you, a big sports fan, sometimes have trouble digesting that. Having said that, you're going up against Major League Baseball only, really, as far as a team sport. So there's an open window there and a very attractive player or group of players in the WNBA. The door's open for them, Marty. It really
no.
is. Because, you know, aside from the, you get into the NBA and the NHL and that, in the June, that doesn't really... you know, whatever. So you've got basically 3 months before, you know, things start to really heat up again, and it's wide open because baseball's ratings continue to decline. I think the WNBA has a great opportunity, and with the Disney platform doing what, as you just said, taking advantage of it, great move. Let's hope it works.
All right, let's switch gear now. I love it. I love the NBA playoffs. I love the NHL playoffs. Here we go, Brock. You know, Giannis is hurt. Celtics look like the girl with the curl. Brown and Tatum evaporate in tight moments. Across the way in TD Garden, you got the Bruins. They seem to be going the wrong way. The Rangers are flexing a lot of might. Winnipeg is good, potentially great. You know, the NBA and the NHL are all over the place. Let's have you bring it and organize it. Let's start with the NHL, and then we'll dip into the NBA here a little bit. How do you see the playoffs, which start right around the corner? Let's hear.
Well, I mentioned two last time. I'm going to stick by it, and I'm going to jinx them too, because right now they'd be the President's Cup's winner if the season ended today, and that's the New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. In the East, they have the best record. The Bruins, 3 points back, along with Carolina. As you're aware, I went down to sample both those teams, the Bruins and Carolina, on Monday night, and was a terrible jinx to the home team in Boston. The Bruins, look at the overtime loss column and add that together with the regular losses, and they have 33 losses against 46 wins. Having said that, they've got to pick a goaltender, too, first. You cannot play with two number one goalies. I thought of the trade deadline, they should have unloaded one of them, which would have been Ullmark, keep the franchise future with Jeremy Swayman. They didn't, and they lost some value, getting some depth to that team. That's just for the Boston fans. I think Florida still is very, very tough. Love the coach there. Rangers doing a great job, as they have the last couple of years. Carolina as well. The team that's been doing well is Tampa. Really watch out for them as we get in there. They may surprise. And out west, as you hit on the teams that are good, I'm not sure I'm still a believer in the Dallas Stars. They have to show me. They've got the best record in the West. They have crushed everybody. They've won 9 of their last 10. But I'm still not sold, Marty. It's one of those gut feelings. I still think this is Colorado's actually to lose if they can get a little more healthy. And if you want me to flip it over and segue into the NBA, I listened yesterday. I heard.
Back up here a sec before you get to the NBA.
Okay.
Brock, hold on. Dallas just went into Colorado Sunday night and put 7 on them. 7-4. I mean, just, yeah.
I think that was more. That was certainly a statement game for the Stars. You're right. I still think the road goes through Denver. And I, next time you have me on, I hope we can talk about Colorado's neighboring state, Utah, because I would, when we have time and there's no Masters and a wrap-up of basketball, I'd love to talk about the potential move of the Coyotes to Salt Lake City. I find that fascinating, Marty. Absolutely fascinating.
We will do that next time, I promise you, because I'm with you on that. Brock, right in your backyard, though, you've got the Celtics and Bruins, and that fan base, got, you know, I'm one of them. I grew up with them. I get it, but they're in a disassumptive state, and they need to give their head a shake. The big two, listen, Bird and McHale, that was a big two. And then throw in Parrish, you had a big three, and role players like Cedric Maxwell and others, DJ, blah, 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 Danny Ainge. Let me tell you, this Celtics team's got a lot of role players, but the big two, I can't trust them as far as I can throw them in a big spot, Brock, and that's Tatum and Brown. I don't trust them.
I'm aware of the choke factor there, Marty. I heard you talking, and I agree with you too about Nick Nurse and the job he's done in Philadelphia. Oh. And you know, a team that's, you know, racing up, and I think they've won five or six in a row now, which is great as we head towards the NBA playoffs, which start before the NHL playoffs for a rare time because of several factors. But here's the thing: I still think, Marty, that the Celtics, despite those tendencies, I still think they can roll. I think by default. And you touched on it yesterday, and I agree with you. The power is out west. I would say there's probably only two, maybe three teams that I would even consider in the east. Denver, the best player in the NBA on their team, is good. Nobody's talking about Minnesota. Everybody's talking about Oklahoma City, and I agree. They're getting healthy. The Clippers, I even think, are kind of flying under the radar a little bit. And you know what? You laugh. They're not going to do any damage, but they could play spoiler. The Mavs are probably the hottest team in the league right now. They have been playing great ball. They're 20 games over 500. They're the fifth seed right now, Marty, so I think positioning might box them out. But I think those five teams I just rattled off there are probably better than the top, you know, numbers 2, 3, and 4. I mean, Cleveland's not better than any of those teams. The Knicks, way too inconsistent with injuries as well. The Bucks, I don't know. I can't get excited about it, Marty. I know.
That's what my point. I can't either. No, I want
to. By default, I just think are going to be able to erase the best record in the NBA jinx and at least get to the the NBA finals. The question is who do they face? We talked about Boston, Denver last time. That just looks too obvious.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of contenders.
You're right. I think the T-Wolves, and I'll tell you right now, the worst nightmare, because I'm not a believer, and he's a nice guy, but Joe Mazzulla can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. It's an unpopular opinion. Sorry, that's how I feel. Steve Kerr will have him for lunch. The Celtics want no part of Golden State. They don't, because Draymond gets in their head, and they've got Curry, and I'm telling you, if they, and I'm not saying this to suck up to my friends out at Sports Byline, but that Golden State team has won 8 of 9. I don't know if they played last night, but I'm telling you, Celtics fans, Golden State has been, never were. Okay, yeah, keep talking like that. You know what? Boston may not get out of the East. Nurse has got their number. He's got Embiid healthy. Very, very tricky spot. All right,
yeah.
Well, go ahead. Finish up.
I don't have anything. I basically agree. Golden State was off last night, too, but I get your point on that, definitely.
They're a nightmare.
What you underscored and people have to watch is the coaching. And I don't know. I haven't seen anybody in Boston that I like since Brad Stevens, frankly. But, that's just me. But I agree with you. Keep an eye on the coaching. It's a big deal.
Good job, Heinze. I love you. You're the best. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Good job out of you.
Love you, too, talking to you. And enjoy it down there in Augusta. It's a great
day. I will. Brock Hines. Excellent. All right, Anne LaGoria up. What's the story? 26 years at Augusta. She's got a lot to share with us. We'll do it. Coming back. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center.
Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center at 515-355-3200.
All right, talking the world of sports here live in Augusta. Marty or Terrell along the way, and a quick leaderboard update. DeChambeau, 7-under, 65. Scheffler, a workmanlike, -666. 2016 winner, Danny Willett, -4. Max Homa, one of my picks, 3-under through 8. He will not finish. He'll be playing probably close to 24, 25 holes of golf starting in the morning to complete his first round, with Tiger as well in the mix. All right, let's get her in here. You know, I grew up out east. What's the story in Liguori, WFA in New York, a pioneer, without a doubt. 26 Masters, and congratulations, and congratulations on your book, Life on the Green, Lessons from Legend and Wisdom from the Legends of the Game. Fantastic work. How are you, Ann? Thanks for popping on.
I am fine, Marty. Great to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. And your book showed up. I was on the road with the Iowa Lady Hawkeyes through their just precipitous rise to national and international fame and all the excitement of the women's NCAA tournament. I get home and your publisher, Hatherly Press, and your publicist had the book there. And I want to say, and I've read a good portion of it, and I feel great about this, it feels like a book that's kind of a nice fit. Green and white, a big white cover with green lettering. It's got the Masters feel to it, Ann. Was that by design? Because it was perfect. And really, it was a ingenious move. Tell me about the book.
Well, I wish I could tell you I designed and did the artwork for the cover, but I did not. I was really happy with how it came out. Hatherly Press, as you mentioned. But I did come up with everything else practically. When they asked me to do a golf book, I said, absolutely. And I decided on 12 legends that I would interview 6 men, 6 women. I picked who I wanted to talk to. Thank goodness they all not only agreed to be interviewed by me in the last couple months, but they also were just so enthusiastic about being in this book. They just wanted to share their stories and their wisdom. And I wanted to go after Hall of Famers. And, of course, there are 5 Masters champions in the book: Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Bernard Langer, Gary Player, and Ben Crenshaw. And there's also new Augusta National member, Annika Sorenstam. She's one of the 6 female legends in the book. And I just really wanted people who could look back on their careers and who were very articulate about sharing what they learned from their iconic golf careers that they bring to their day-to-day life. So as many great stories as are in the book, and I learned a lot about these personalities, and I've been covering golf for years, I think also the messages are really universal and can appeal to people who aren't golfers, and the messages can be very inspiring and uplifting. So, you know, every legend has his or her own chapter, and they all came up with different lessons that they bring from golf to life, and it's uncanny. I didn't have to coach them on saying, you know, something different from the other person. They just, you know, there's so many lessons you can learn from golf. And they all came up with different themes, and I went with it. It was just quite an extraordinary project.
And I love the concept. I'm telling you, and I'm a big Feinstein person. He's done wonders. I love this because it really was about these players and both on and off the course. Watson's story is amazing. Nancy Lopez, I mean, what a trailblazer. Sorenstam, as you mentioned. Jan Stevenson, let's start with her. We'll get to Watson, and I really want to get to Gary Player, because I've had the chance to meet him, and what a gracious man. And he was part of the ceremonial first tee today at Augusta. But Jan Stevenson, here was a beautiful woman, a sex symbol, and I mean, got chastised, got a lot of negative response. She also was a heck of a golfer. Jan Stevenson is a great part of this book that I have read so far. Let's talk about Jan.
Sure. Well, Jan Stevenson, winner of three majors and many LPGA titles, her chapter is titled Goal Set Your Way to Success. You know, she came to the United States at the age of 21, all the way from Australia, really all by herself, this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed rookie who just had such incredible golf talent. And the LPGA commissioner at the time, Ray Volpe, used Jan to promote the LPGA. Now, she became the face of the tour, much to the dismay, as you mentioned, of her fellow competitors. And, you know, right. She posed almost completely nude in a bathtub filled with the Max Fly golf balls. And, you know, the LPGA actually set her up to do a Playboy pose, but she refused to do that. So, you know, she did a lot of meeting and greeting with sponsors and playing in pro-am tournaments with guys. And she said, hey, you know, if I would have focused more on my training and playing more golf instead of promoting the tour, I probably would have won even more titles. So, but her father instilled in her the importance of setting goals. And, you know, she really kind of looked up to her dad and did what he asked her to do and set goals for herself. And at one point she wanted to be a pro surfer and a tennis player, but she snuck down a golf course when she was little and she just got hooked, and that's all she wrote. She just enjoyed golf, but she's had this up and down life, as you know, and I think we're going to see her story on a huge screen one day, because she's had so many ups and downs that she's overcome, and it's just unbelievable some of the things that she's gone through. So I think we're going to see more of her in the future, probably in a Hollywood film someday.
Yeah, we're so grateful to talk to Ann Liguori, a longtime broadcaster, her 26 Masters, CBS Radio Sports. You hear the updates, WFAN in New York, the pioneer sports radio outlet in the country. Just amazing, amazing broadcast work. I want to go to Gary Player and Nicholas, and I want to commingle them, because honestly, with a book, when it comes to golf, both on and off the green, and wisdom, I don't think you could do a book on golf without those two. Really, we'll get to Watson in a moment, but Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus. I mean, two just stellar interviews. Let's talk about them if you want, individually or jointly, Ann. Let's hear.
Well, and how great was it? I got to listen to their press conference this morning at Augusta National. I went and saw them hit the honorary tee shots, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson. To me, there's no better moment in all of sport to be under the big oak tree by the Augusta National Clubhouse, watching these guys go out there. And, of course, with Jack Nicklaus, Barbara was his caddy. And there's no greater couple in all of golf, Jack and Barbara Nicklaus. And Jack's chapter is all about putting family first and the importance of integrity and sportsmanship. And for all those tournaments he won, his family was always his top priority, to the point where, you know, on a Saturday he'd leave a tournament and fly down to Florida and go to his son's baseball or football game, and then fly back up on Sunday and finish the final round of a tournament and oftentimes won, you know, after flying all over the place. And he just said, again, that, you know, the 4-foot putts that he made, really, golf gave him this incredible life, this such a great, successful life, but it never took the, really was never more important than his family. And Jack and Barbara Nicklaus are proof of that. I guess, how many grandchildren now they have? I know they have 5 children. I think they're up to 22 grandchildren and a couple great-grandchildren. And
amazing.
It was so great to listen to him this morning. And then, of course, Gary Player, 88 years young, his chapter is on pursuing your passion. And there's no better person than Gary Player to talk about that, because to this day, he golfs every day. He exercises daily. He's very, very careful about what he eats. You know, nutrition is so important to him. And I can listen to Gary Player all day. He's traveled the world. He's played more international tournaments and has more international wins than any other golfer on the planet. And he's just wise. I mean, he's 88 years old, and he loves sharing his wisdom. And I just think we need to listen to him more often. It's just, it's incredible, the stories and the wisdom that he and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson share. And I just think it's important to share those stories and to educate men and women, young and old, about, you know, the lessons that these incredibly successful legends have learned from this great sport. So I think the book accomplishes that, Marty, and I'm very proud of it and the uplifting messages that they share.
I love it. I really do. Hatherly Press. I'm just looking online with my phone. You can get it. It's out there. Just go to books. Go to, it's easily available. I want to finish on a strong note, too, with both Watson, who I mentioned, and Nancy Lopez. Nancy Lopez, I never thought she was going to lose a tournament when I was young. I'm 64 years old. She was a phenom. I said, nobody's going to beat this woman. She was kind of like Tiger before Tiger on the distaff side of golf. And then Tom Watson and Lopez together, look at the adversity that they overcame. Despite their success, they had personal demons they had to deal with. Ann, let's hear about that.
Well, Nancy Lopez, obviously, Mrs. Positivity, really. She's just an incredible role model. I saw her out here at Augusta National over the weekend. She came out for the Augusta National Women's AM and the Drive to Putt National Finals for the young people. And young people were coming up to her, these competitors. I mean, she was surrounded by these young, just incredible golfers. And they wanted to get her autograph and get her advice. And, you know, one kid came up to her and he seemed very disappointed that he didn't do as well as he had hoped in the Drive, Chip, and Putt competition. And she just said, listen, if you tried your best, you there's nothing more you can do, and you did a great job. Don't beat yourself up, you know. And Tom Watson will even say, you know, you learn more through failure than you do through success. So I just love their messages. Nancy Lopez, she runs golf clinics all over the world, and her message is to play happy golf and to be positive on and off the course. And that's so hard to do, particularly, you know, when you're only as good as your last shot, and golf is the most challenging sport on the planet, right? And then in life, it's so hard to stay positive. You might have a business deal that just went sour, or something in your personal life isn't quite up to par. And, you know, it's just very, very difficult to be positive. But that's such an important message for all of us. So, and then Tom Watson, his message is really stay humble and learn from the best. And he learned from Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Byron Nelson. And he goes into great detail about how he learned from these legends. And Jack even was, you know, became a rival of his. But what was so great is they were great friends. They were not only rivals on the course, but early in Tom Watson's career, he learned so much by watching Jack Nicklaus and by watching Arnold Palmer and Byron Nelson. So the important message there, Marty, is learn from the best and have good mentors. So many messages in both of those chapters, for sure.
Yep. And all that advice and all that wisdom comes free, but the book is wonderful. We're out of time. Ann, congratulations. I look at your resume and I'm thinking, does this woman ever get a chance to sleep? Do you ever sleep? You're just working all the time. We hear you around the clock. Life on the Green, lessons and wisdom from the legends of golf. Hatherly Press, excellent work. Jim Nantz had a beautiful forward. How apropos, fellow broadcasters. Ann, thanks so much. Enjoy Augusta.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And hit them straight and enjoy the rest of the Masters.
Thank you so much. Ann Liguori, folks, we appreciate it. Longtime broadcaster, 26th time she's ventured down here, Magnolia Lane, to cover the Masters. We'll come back. What's streaming? What's screaming about in the world of sports headed into a Masters weekend here on Sports Byline?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, wrapping up show number two from Augusta. Two down, two to go. We've got 3 hours here on Saturday night. We look forward to that. A couple of little items here. I got chastised. Oh, you know, you pick three guys to win a tournament. How about picking one? Well, picking one's hard to do, folks. Come on. I mean, these people on Skype whacking me. Listen, I picked Homa, McIlroy, Cantlay. Max Homa is -4 through -9. He's going to be right there. I love that pick. I love it. Now, Scheffler, I don't trust DeChambeau as far as I can throw him, and I root against him. I hate to say that. Scheffler, you know, I'm okay with Scheffler. You know, he's talented, he's doing. But I like Homa. Cantlay, boy, he Cantlay Eagle 2. I think it was somewhere, was it? Somewhere out there. 146 yards, right in the drain. Great job. Drained it from 146. Good job out of Cantlay. He's only one under. But McIlroy, look, he's a grinder. He grinded out a one under today. He was all over the place. He needs to go low. He needs bare minimum of a 67 tomorrow. You know, that puts him at 6. DeChambeau, I don't think DeChambeau could shoot 80 tomorrow. That's how he's all over the place. Scheffler, he's more of a steady, you know, he's a thoroughbred. DeChambeau is a show pony who can go nuts like he did today, go 7 under. He could shoot 79 tomorrow and be back at level par. So I don't trust him. Boy, the Mets, huh? Coming alive. Off to a horrible start this year. Detroit slapped them around. Rainouts galore. City Field. They put a pounding on the Braves. Wow. I saw that final come across. I'm like, whoa. And where was that game? Was in Atlanta, too, 16-4. Royals smoked the Astros, 13-3. A's over the Tets. Don't look now. The Athletics are playing pretty well. They beat Texas 1-0. Sox and Orioles tonight as the Birds go for a sweep of the old town team. Great job out of Brock Hines. Thanks to Ann Liguori, Life on the Green, wisdom from some great golfers. For Dominic Jimenez, live here at Augusta, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your rest of your Thursday into a Friday across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.